Let's go to the phones and talk to Karen. Hey, Karen, it's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder on WGRR. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Excellent.
Okay. I have a couple questions. My house is bought it about 25 years ago, and there, when we bought it, there was wall-to-wall carpet down, and it was just destroyed in the dining room from animal urine. So we pulled up all the carpet and had these really nice unfinished hardwood floors under the carpet. And we've actually not ever finished them. We've never put any polyurethane or anything on them. They've always looked real pretty, and we just clean them and use. We used to use a product called Scotch Liquid Gold.
Okay.
On the floors. And that's been fine, except recently we've kind of been concerned about that this might be a toxic product and not good for the environment. And we're wondering, number one, if there were any environmentally safe products to kind of use to clean and kind of shine up unfinished hardwood floors. That's the first question. And the second question is, there was an area in the dining room that was really stained with the animal urine. The boards are really dark, almost black. I mean, we've cleaned them and scrubbed them over the years with all kinds of things, bleach and everything, and it hasn't really made any difference. And we're kind of wondering now if they're going to have to be finally replaced, or is there anything else we can do about that?
I'll talk about there's all kinds of non-toxic cleaners out there, just any number of just regular, just soaps and water.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We use a non-toxic cleaner, it's called Citrusol. It's made with some sort of orange oil stuff, and that seems to be fine for the cleaning. But I think over the years, it's probably been too much of a water base to the cleaner.
Right, and see, that's what I was just going to say. I just can't believe that you're introducing on a regular basis water onto this mm-hmm. onto this unfinished wood floor. I mean, mm-hmm. I couldn't think of a worse thing you could do other than to come inside and walk around on the floor with some of the old-fashioned golf shoes.
Oh.
I mean, it's just bad. In other words,
yeah.
If I were you, I would try to set aside, and it's not as expensive as you think.
Uh-huh.
I would actually set aside a little bit of money, and I would bring in a really good hardwood floor refinishing company. The people who did mine are the people over in Norwood, Schumacher. I mean, in Newport.
Schumacher?
Yeah, Schumacher over in Newport, Kentucky, I think. And let these people refinish the floors and put on 3 to 4 coats of water-based urethane. You know, it's a very non-toxic finish. It is crystal clear. It will not yellow over time. If you put the traditional oil-based urethanes down, they have a tendency to turn like an amber color. Now, you may like that. I'm not saying if you like that. I mean, talk to them about it. In other words, see what color you want the finish to be.
Uh-huh.
As far as those boards that have the really dark staining, they may be able to sand some of that out, but generally they can't. That what happens is that uric acid goes deep into the wood fiber, and it changes, it takes the tannins, the natural color that's in the lignin of the wood, and reacts with it. And so you may have to pull up that wood and replace it. Now, some people think that that's like a nightmare to do. You'd be shocked if you saw a professional wood floor installer.
Uh-huh.
He can sometimes go in there and pull that strip flooring up and replace it so quickly it make your head swim.
Really?
Oh, it's magical how they do it. It's really not that hard when you think about it. They actually take a saw and they rip down the center of one of the strips of wood, or maybe two, and then they cut across those, you know, to free them up. And then what happens, they are able to literally just to pull those out, and then they start to replace the new wood, you know, in place of the old. And the last piece of wood, what they do is they'll cut the bottom part of the groove off to, like, lay it down in place. It's really cool how it all happens.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I really think if you do this and you, if you just take the time, and put the money in, your floors are going to be much easier to maintain. Because
right.
What we do, once they have a clear coat of urethane on them, or, mm-hmm. you know, several coats, like how we maintain our floors, is just a very, just a solution, just like a damp mop that just has much more water in it than soap. It's not a real sudsy type soapy cleaning mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
You barely can tell there's any soap at all, you know, in the floor. And sometimes we'll just use a white vinegar and water mixture, actually, with no soap in it.
Wow.
And the floors just look gorgeous.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, lots of people's finished floors. They are beautiful.
Yeah, and Schumacher, I mean, whoever you pick, if you pick one of the top companies, I don't care if you go to Schumacher or McSwain, whoever you feel comfortable with, they'll tell you. I mean, you get written cleaning instructions from them. Say, okay, give me in writing exactly how I'm supposed to maintain these floors.
Now, on an unfinished wood floor, if you put down, like, an oil, say a Scott's Liquid Gold oil or Old English or something like that on the floor to, clean it or make it look a little better, is that a good thing to do or not? Or
well, it's what some of these oils do. Some of them will attract dirt. Some of them just soak in a little bit. And then when the oil will actually naturally evaporate over time, and that's why they start to dull up, and you have to put another coat on. So I just think all that money and time you're spending and effort doing that, once you get the floors refinished one time, they just shine all the time. I mean, you just take a dust mop over them, and they look good.
Okay.
And you don't have to worry about water spilled on them. You know, it's just that. Get those floors finished, and you're going to love them.
Okay, thank you.
And they'll be very happy. They're going to love you for it.
I think so.
All right, Karen.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
All right,
bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye.